Gemara says in Dafnun Amaraf being Masbar Mishnah that Chaser Machzav Hachi Ketani like Yivu Kavus Babayker like Yivu Ben Arba'im, but Medvar Mem Shlom Nischanecha Mizbech and Nischanecha Mizbech like Yivu Ben Arba'im. So if there's no chinuch, then you can't bring the first kavus ba'erev. But if it was already nischanech, then you could bring a kavus ba'erev. Then there's no ikuv in that. And Alpidis Gemara, the Brisker Rav says a beautiful husband, the Psukim, Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Pinchas. This is the Brisker Rav Alatar in Parshas Tetzaveh. He says that in Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Tetzaveh, the lashon of the pasuk is esakavus ha'echa tasba bekir with the hay. But in Parshas Pinchas, it says esakavus echa tasba bekir. There is no hay. So what's the chilik? Why in Parshas Tetzaveh it says ha'echa and in Parshas Pinchas does not? So he says that l'fi Gemara makes a lot of sense because Parshas Pinchas is talking about the miluim, which is the chinuch ha'mizbeach. And in chinuch ha'mizbeach, you have to bring the kavus b'beker first, or else you can't bring the kavus ben arba'im. So it says it's a kavus ha'echa, meaning that this is one that has to be rishon. Ha'echa d'aber means the first. But in Parshas Pinchas, where we're talking about the ikar mitzvah of tamidim, the mizbeach is ready in mischanuch, so then there's takino din, they have to bring the kavus b'beker first, they're not ma'akev, you can bring ben arba'im first. So there it doesn't say a kavus ha'echa, which would mean the first, it just means there's two kvasim that have to be brought, one b'beker, one ben arba'im. But if a dafka left out the hay, because there is no din, then it has to be the rishon. Meshenken over here, echad means the first one, because in the chinuch it's takim ma'akev. That's what he wants to say to be mazur the psukim. I saw in the Sefer Tyra Ar, which is Aris on the Beskav Tyra, he says, he brings a very geshmak to the Beskav from the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara asks a question and says, Omer le Rebbe, nemer keves, omer nemer echad. Why does it say keves, and why does it say echad? So he said, it means echad miyuchad shebe eder. And the Gemara there is going on the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. So yes, why are we going on the Pasuk in Pinchas? Why not ask on the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, which is first, in Nemar Kavus Lama Nemar Ha'echad? Why go to Pinchas and skip Tetzaveh? So he says, it's very geshmak, because in Parshas Tetzaveh, it's not shver why it says Ha'echad. It says Ha'echad, which means Ha'rishon. That's the Kavus, which is Rishon, because you have to bring it first. So that's not a kasha. But in Parshas Pinchas, where it doesn't mean Ha'rishon, it just means bring either one, then taket zakasha nemer kavus lama nemer echad. So it's meduyik hetev why it brings a bedafka from Parshas Pinchas and not Parshas Tetzaveh. Now he doesn't speak this out over there, but the ma'aseh is mechaven. This Tyra is mechaven to the Nei Behuda. This kasha the Nei Behuda asks on the Gemara in Megillah, why does it go to the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas in Tetzaveh, not Parshas Pinchas? It's in Archaim and Simkuf Lametes, and lefidus part of the Biskarav, the kasha of the Nei Behuda would be miyoshev.